It is Fish Family Solutions with our team of marriage and family therapists every Tuesday right around this time. And I'm talking with Joel Walton with MendedLife.com Holiday Decorations and Marriages. Joel, what do they have in common?
Well, you know, we made it through Thanksgiving, and our family, once Thanksgiving is over, we traditionally break out the Christmas decorations. Overall, the process went real smoothly. Nobody fell off a ladder, but that wasn't the case last year. You know, I know that because 2 years ago, we did a really poor job in packing things up after the holidays. We kept putting it off, and when we did, things more or less got thrown back into boxes, and those Christmas lights, well, we just kind of shoved them back into bags. Funny thing is, I actually remember thinking how much time we'd saved. Well, that was until we unpacked it last year. It was a train wreck, and sadly, a couple of our favorite decorations got broke. The lights that we shoved back into those bags, I think it took us about an hour to untangle them. This year, things were way different, and the thing that made it different was the time we put into packing things up. You know, when we didn't put the time and effort in, our future was met with heartache and frustration. But when we carefully and intentionally prepared, the outcome was much better. You know, the more I thought about the contrast of these two experiences, I couldn't help but think how they apply to marriages. You know, marriages generally break down over time as we fail to put the energy into keeping them healthy and strong.
Right.
The negative effects of a struggling marriage generally took root long before they started experiencing the larger problems. You know, as a marriage counselor, I often work with couples that struggle for years before getting help. If your relationship is feeling as tangled up as last year's Christmas lights, taking steps now can save you heartache in the future. Telling your partner you appreciate them, speaking words of encouragement, being humble enough to apologize are all important concepts. But by all means, if your relationship is struggling, be willing to get some help. Talk to your pastor, join a marriage group at church, or get some marriage counseling. So this holiday, I encourage your listeners, be willing to set themselves up for success, whether they're putting up their favorite Christmas decorations or building up their marriages. With a little effort, your marriage, as well as your holidays, can be more merry and bright.